was a decision taken by a colleague minister responsible for the Ministry of Indigenization. It's not a decision taken in my own ministry. It was also not a decision which has been placed before a cabinet for approval. It does not reflect the policy of my own ministry. We have no plans to take over or indigenize private schools. And as I've pointed out, this proposed law violates our existing constitution and violates the Education Act. So what has been proposed is illegal and unenforceable.
Why is it illegal and why is it unenforceable? Maybe you could outline that further.
Our constitution has a specific provision which says that religious groups and other groups have the right to establish educational institutions without interference from government. What this law does is deny those bodies that right.
Supporters of President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, they would contend that this move is important, really, because Zimbabwe's private schools are really the preserve of whites in the country.
Unfortunately, that statement bears no relation to the truth. There are hundreds of non-governmental private schools in the country. The bulk of them are actually church schools. They are religious schools run by the Anglican and Catholic Church. The overwhelming majority of pupils in all of these schools, including the more elite schools, are black children. So there's no way that anyone can argue that these schools are the preserve of whites or any other minority groups for that matter. That type of statement is not borne out by the facts on the ground.
I suppose other MDC members of the cabinet may ask themselves, if we're talking about foreign-owned banks and private schools, what will be next?
Well, I think exactly. And, you know, the other thing about this issue is that it doesn't even meet the original aspirations of the Indigenization Act itself. The Act was designed to transfer wealth to communities in Zimbabwe that were previously disadvantaged as a result of racial discrimination. Even the elite schools in Zimbabwe do not run at a profit. They break even. So if an indigenous person gets the right to acquire these, they will have to pay a lot of money to purchase these schools, but they won't get any return on it. So it doesn't even make sense in terms of the Indigenization Act and its original aspirations.
I imagine that you would probably also draw from the experience of the indigenization of many of Zimbabwe's white-owned farms. Do you think that majority black control of private schools in a forced manner is likely to make those schools inefficient or even more inefficient and badly managed?
The majority of these schools are already run by black Zimbabweans. So to that extent, you know, this is a complete red herring. But for those schools that have the majority of white management and white teachers, my response is that we have a serious shortage of experienced teachers as it is. And if one suddenly changes the management of these schools, there is the danger that we will lose these experienced educationalists and the result will be a decline in the standard of those schools. I think it's wrong to cast this on racial terms. The problem is rooted more in experience. You can train up a teacher, but it takes years of experience to create a good teacher or a good educationist. And that is what we're trying to prevent. What I've said as ministers, that our policy should be to try and raise the standard of government and local council schools to the standard enjoyed by these private schools, not to pull down the high standards enjoyed in these private schools to the pitiful state of our government schools. And that's why, as a ministry, our focus has been on these poorer schools. And in my opinion, that is where government's attention should be focused.
Do you think your ministry and your MDC party is going to be able to successfully fend off the efforts of the empowerment minister?
Well, it's not going to be easy to overturn the law passed by Minister Kasukuweri because his minister has powers to make laws which affect his ministry. However, having said that, these laws contradict the Constitution and contradict the provisions of our Education Act. And he does not have the power and is not given the power in terms of the founding and Indigenization Act to interfere with education. So whilst we can't probably repeal this law, it's going to be very difficult for him to enforce the law in a sector he has no control.